the Lynette, a combination of the two most important parts of her identity, Micah, the name she chose for herself when she became an adult, and Lynette, the name her birth parents gave her, the name she didn't know until she was 46. Malakin still remembers the exact moment she was separated from her mother on September 24, 1975. Then, just 4 years old, she and her mother were walking through Penn Station in New York City. McCaitlin recalls that her mother seemed nervous, frequently stopping in her tracks to rummage through her purse. McCaitlin spotted a candy store and asked whether she could go in. She thought her mother said yes, so she started browsing. The guy behind the counter asked if I wanted candy, she says. I said, I'll go ask my mom, and she was gone. A police officer found the girl wandering around the train station alone. When he asked whether she knew which direction her mother went, she shrugged. She wouldn't speak to anyone. Before long, she was placed in a Catholic orphanage. The nuns, running it, gave her a name, Missy, because the girl still wouldn't talk. The case hit newsstands when the New York Post ran an article on her asking, "Where is Missy's mother?" No one answered. 2 years later, when she was six, she was adopted. Her new family named her Michelle. Once she finished high school, she moved out, changed her name to Micah, and traveled the country. She married and divorced twice and raised five kids, all the while trying to find her birth family. In 2001, desperate for any information, she posted on a genealogy website that she had been left at Penn Station and was searching for her birth mother, Lynn Marie Cardi, a Florida-based private investigator and founder of ReunitePeople.com, saw the message and sent Micah her phone number. I called her up and she said, I want to help you. Don't worry about sending me any money or anything. I am just going to help you, McCaitlin says. Cardi worked the case on and off for 16 years without a breakthrough. In December 2017, she sent Micah a DNA test for a Christmas present. After running the results through several databases, Cardi found that Micah was a match with a woman named Kelly Warren, who appeared to be Micah's first cousin. Cardi called Kelly, who was initially skeptical of the whole story, but eventually agreed to help.